Wendy, Monty Franklin is here. He's a comedian appearing this week at the Chicago Improv. He's from Australia, and he cares about mic technique like nobody, no guest we've ever had in the past.
I asked one thing.
Well, that was sweet of you. Most
very
people
nice
stay
of you.
Way off the mic, and I have to bitch at them. Yeah. I have to go, could you move your mouth closer to that?
I was thinking about the listeners more than anything.
Look at
they're
you.
Sitting there, and then someone comes in and goes, yeah, and so this happened, and they're like, I don't
he's such
even
a giver.
You're selfless.
I care.
All you care about is others. I've never seen anybody quite like this before. Thank you for being here. I know you primarily from New Girl. I saw you on New Girl.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Was that a blast? That's one of the funniest shows on TV.
It was great. And it was such a great experience to be part of that show. And all of the cast are hilarious and were great. Like, you want to say, oh, they were awful. They were just such nice people.
Everybody on the show is nice.
Everyone's wonderful.
Yeah. Who's there's got to be one person that you'd say if there was one.
Oh, there was a guy who was handing out sandwiches. That,
not a nice man.
Just
no,
I had enough of him.
It's always with the sandwich guys. Always
I hope
the
there's
sandwich
not actually
guys.
A sandwich guy sitting there coming bastard.
And working with Rob Schneider on the Netflix Real Rob.
Yeah, that's streaming on Netflix right now, season one. We're about to start shooting season two in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most fun I've ever had in my life.
Really?
It was so good. Because Rob told me about 6 months before we started shooting, he said, stop shaving and don't cut your hair, because I was going to play this homeless character.
Yeah.
And I was like, sure, anything, Rob. And then we didn't start shooting for like about 10 months. So I was just disgusting hair everywhere for this whole year waiting for him to shoot. And I was calling him every week going, are we shooting yet? And he goes, yeah. No, next month. And then so eventually we did it. And it was just a lot of fun because I've worked with Rob for 3 years now. And he's mentoring me and he's always been very good. So I felt comfortable knowing it was his show and what he wanted, and I could really branch out and try some things, knowing that if I was doing the right or the wrong thing, he would tell me straight.
Sure.
So I had
to be
real
cool about it too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I was having so much fun that he said, keep going, like, this is really fun. Like, I was jumping into a dumpster and stuff. I wasn't meant to be. I jumped into this thing and everything, and he said, it's great, keep going. So I was just having like a ball being a disgusting individual jumping into a dumpster.
Did you stop doing laundry for that amount of time too? Because that would have been perfect.
I stopped doing laundry when I was in my teenage years.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Who needs it?
Yeah.
Enough clean clothes. That's way overrated.
Yeah.
Are you trained as an actor, or did you just come up through the ranks as a stand-up and just pick it up as time went on?
I'm not trained as anything.
You're not trained as anything?
I haven't done any acting training or any stand-up training. I don't know. I just
well, that
sort
makes
of
this more remarkable, doesn't it? Parts in TV shows without any kind of training. That's impressive.
I don't know. You just sort of try and do something. If people like it, they like it.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yep.
So if you didn't have any formal training, how old were you when you first started doing stand-up, and where was it?
Like when I first started doing stand-up, I was it was a week before my 21st birthday.
Wow.
And it was in Australia. I lived next to a comedy club, and I was walking home after a night out with some friends. I'd had some drinks.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I went past this club, and I thought, oh, I could do that. They're not that funny. And I went in, there was a competition, and I entered this competition, and I won this thing, and the owner said, oh, you should come and do this. And I remember thinking, nah, I don't want to do that. And I went overseas and traveled for a couple of years trying to, you know, find myself. And I went back to doing stand-up, and I've done it ever since. So I kind of just fell into doing it as a joke, but
it's amazing you had never done it before. You enter a contest and you win. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, when you had a few beers and confidence is fine and you think you're amazing, then stuff sort of works out.
I guess.
If I was sober and went in there nervous and stuff, I probably would have been terrible. But it's like when
liquid courage.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
it's
it.
Like, yeah, when you're drunk and you think, oh, I can do this. I can dance.
Yeah.
Like, I'm amazing, but you're not. But you do it with confidence, so you pull it off.
Is Foster's really Australian for beer, or is that just something they tell us?
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Really is.
No.
That's when they
do
say
you know,
the word.
Do you know where the Foster's brewery is? It's in Canada.
Oh, it is.
You
wow.
can't
those
buy,
posers.
You can't wow. buy Foster's in Australia. If you go to a bar and order
really?
Foster's, people would go, "What are you doing?"
Is that true?
Like, you can buy cans of it at certain liquor stores. But on tap, no.
We in the States think that if you turn on your sink, Foster's Lager comes out.
You also think that Outback Steakhouse is a real thing, and it's just a fabrication.
No rules, just right, Monty. It's amazing. There's no rules
there.
What
is a blooming onion? All right, I've never heard of that in my life. This is, it's just Australia's just constant mockery.
All right, what about this one? Is it true there's kangaroos everywhere in Australia, right? You can't walk across the street without hitting a kangaroo.
This is the thing, right? So we're in downtown Chicago right now. In Australia, there wouldn't be a kangaroo down the main street. Like, there's not one at the post office when you're trying to send a letter. But you go out of town 10 minutes, and yes, there's kangaroos everywhere.
There are.
So it's like our squirrels, probably. You're seeing kangaroos out in the forest.
Far more.
Yeah. Really?
There's a lot of kangaroos.
They're like, mean.
If you go, yeah, sometimes, but the just stay out of their way. Like, I've played golf on a golf course, 20 minutes out of the city, and there would be 100 kangaroos just
No lying. Way, really? Yeah.
Well, they would make great caddies because they could put the balls in their pouches.
Yeah, they don't, though. They're very hard to train and teach the rules of golf. They never know which club to pick.
I worked at Brookfield Zoo, and there was a kangaroo called Cream Puff. He was like 6'2", standing
Cream Puff,
up.
I know him. You know Cream Puff.
And he kicked one of the keepers in the below the belt area and caused some serious damage.
Serious damage. That's the worst that they do. What they do is they're the big red kangaroos. They're the biggest ones. Some of them grow to like 7 foot tall plus. They're huge. It's like a dinosaur. And what they do is they go on their tails. Their whole body weight goes onto their huge tails. And then they kick their legs two at once. And the force of that is enough to throw you across the room.
How about that?
They're so big. So they punch a little bit and they box. That's why they call them boxing kangaroos like that. But it's the kicking that hurts more than anything.
There was a TV show when I was a kid that came from Australia with a kid who had a pet kangaroo named Jody. Any idea what that show would be? I only remember bits and pieces, but I'd watch that show and I'd say
Are you sure it was Jody? Because there was a Skippy who was very, very popular.
I think that was it. It was Skippy.
Skippy the bush kangaroo. It was Lassie with a kangaroo.
Right.
That's what it was. And he would solve crimes.
Right. And that's true, right? Kangaroos solve crimes.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So it would be exactly like Lassie. And they go, what? Someone stuck down the well? Where? Take us. And he'd hop away.
Right. That was it exactly.
I watched an episode recently because I thought it was funny, and it's just the filming is hilarious.
Yeah.
They've got the kangaroo playing drums. Like, he's got little drumsticks in his
hands.
Of course. He's playing the drums. So Skippy was very popular.
Does that
kids.
Say a lot more about kangaroos or drummers, would you say? Is that more of a scathing indictment about drummers?
I don't know, actually. I'm pretty sure that was just the intelligence of Skippy. He was the only drumming kangaroo that I can remember.
And he just had a snare drum, right? It wasn't
right,
a full set.
Kit.
No, he had a kit.
He had a full kit?
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I don't remember this now.
He was
not in every episode, but in that particular episode, right?
Was in the intro in the Skippy theme song.
Oh,
Skippy,
it was.
Skippy, Skippy, the bush kangaroo.
That's beautiful.
That's going to haunt you,
That's beautiful.
When you come back and visit us, we're going to just play that all the time.
That's my theme song. I come onto stage to that song. I love it.
Monty Franklin is here. You've known his theme song for years. Now you can actually see Monty perform at the Chicago Improv.
See the guy behind the theme song.
Right, finally. ChicagoImprov.com has your ticket information. Monty has his own website. Why shouldn't he? It's MontyFranklin.com. We'll be back in a moment. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Our
friend ever true. Monty Franklin is in studio with us.
Best friend.
Man's best friend is his kangaroo. Yep. They've said that for years. He will be at the Chicago Improv along with Skippy the Kangaroo performing comedy for you this weekend. Go to chicagoimprov.com. All the information is there.
So how long have you... You're still living in Australia? You live here?
I live in Los Angeles.
I can tell Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
They've instructed you to say it that way. The mayor of Los Angeles.
They beat me.
If you don't say it.
You say it like this, Los Angeles.
Can you talk like an American? Do you do just a regular American accent?
I'll try an American accent for you. Okay.
Hey, yo, Billy. Yo, Billy, bro. Game's on.
That's it.
Come on over, bro.
You've nailed it.
Come on, the quarterback's playing. The other guys are there, too.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Come on down. We've got Brittany and Chip already down there, bro. Chuck and Chez and Chet and Chet and Chip and yep. Chuck.
You very sound good. Like it's hurting my
throat
forever.
It's hurting my throat, bro. But it's tight. It's tight. It's awesome. It's awesome. Gorgeous. That's my favorite American word to say.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
You say it very well.
What was the biggest adjustment for you? You lived in Australia, of course, your whole life. Now you're in Los Angeles. What did you have to adjust to?
Reverse parking.
Oh, really?
Is the hardest thing to do.
Is that right?
And you know why it's so strange? Is because we obviously drive on the other side of the car and the other side of the road.
Or the wrong side, as we say here in the States.
The right side, as some would also argue. But yep. that's the yep. majority of the world drive on the left side. So yep. I'll point that out.
Yep.
The hard part is when you reverse park, you put your head back over your shoulder. So you guys are used to going over your left shoulder. No, yeah. wait, your right,
right shoulder.
So I'm used to going over my left. I cannot go over my right shoulder. I still have to go over my left. So I stick my face into like the window and kind of just see what I can see because I can't figure that out. It's one thing to do just the driving forward, but right. then the reverse backwards and everything's changed. It's too much.
Impossible.
So I have to.
So if you have a stick shift over there, everything changes if you're here with a stick shift.
When I first came out here, I had a stick shift and I would constantly hit my hand into the side
oh, no.
Of the door looking for the shift. I'd like go and go, oh, no, that's right. And
that's how we would be
there.
If we went to Australia because yeah. you're used to shifting with your right hand, your left.
That's it. The pedals are the same. But it was the hands. And,
yeah.
It's still, every now and then, I walk to the passenger side to get into the car. And
really?
I go, oh, come on.
It's only been 5 years.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Give yourself some time.
All right. We in America, here's who we know. We know Hugh Jackman and we know Nicole
kind of
Kidman.
Him. Yep, that's my mother.
Yahoo Sirius, we know him.
Yep, that's my weird uncle.
So who should we know? Who's Australian that we in America should be aware of but we're not?
Skippy the Bush Kangaroo.
Skippy the Bush Kangaroo.
We know of him
obviously.
Now.
There's, I mean, probably right now the most exciting Australians is the Hemsworth boys.
Did you see Kevin, our producer, is one of the Lost Hemsworth brothers?
He looks like Chris
doesn't
Hemsworth.
Doesn't he kind of look like him?
Yeah. Straight out of Australia.
That's how we hired him. He said he was one of the Hemsworths, and Wendy and I are like, all right, you're in. We
okay.
want you in.
Come on,
do we have to?
Yeah. Yeah. Those guys are doing great, and there's a bunch of bands, too, Australian bands that are doing really well.
Who is there somebody who hasn't hit yet in the United States that we should be ready for?
I wouldn't know, to be honest, because I've been here.
Oh, that's
but,
true.
There's a new act who you guys might enjoy. His name's Keith Urban. He's up and coming.
Oh, yeah. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
He's Australian?
Yeah.
Right. Is he really?
You didn't know he was Australian?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You've got to be kidding me.
I've never heard him talk.
How about these Bay City Rollers? Are they going to be big, the Bay City Rollers?
Yeah, I think they might have hit their peak.
No.
No, they're
still
good.
They'll be all right?
The Bee Gees, I think, are going to come. they're going to be good. And AC/DC.
And NXS, of course. We interviewed them when they were in town right before Michael Hutchence died.
Oh, you did?
I was a big NXS fan.
Oh, NXS are great. I love that Midnight Oil was so big here.
They weren't they?
Yeah, because they're still pretty massive in Australia. Everyone loves them. But I came here and everyone knows who they are. Oh, I went to a Midnight Oil concert when I was a kid and stuff. I'm like, great. They're a great Australian band.
They sing Beds Are Burning. That's their song.
Bow, bow, bow.
They're very political in their rock.
Yeah.
But they're fantastic. You know the lead singer of Midnight Oil is now the Minister for Education in Australia.
The balding guy?
Yep.
The bald guy? Yeah? Is he?
Someone, if anyone from Australia is here and wants to correct me, but last I checked, yes, he was the Minister of Education.
I had no idea.
Wow, school rocks now, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, their whole rock career was about politics and changing the world and stuff, so he went into politics to try and do that, and he copped a lot of flack because in politics, you have to do good things and bad things in order to get good things done through. And the bad things that he had to do, like people really took note of and went, well, hold on, you sung for years about doing this and you have to. And he goes, I have to do that in order to get that.
That's very smart.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he move here and run for president? Because we need like a candidate that we would like to vote for.
That'd be great. The lead singer of Midnight Oil, an Australian, is now the president of the United States.
It could be Donald Trump. What's the difference, really?
It's not that preposterous. It really isn't. Are you able to find good Vegemite in the States?
Vegemite's Vegemite, I think. That gets shipped over here. Yeah,
I got it here. You can get it at like Cost Plus World Market.
Oh, can you?
Do you like it? Because I tried it. It's horrific.
You tried it the wrong way. I'll show you how to eat it properly. What you have to do, it has to be like a really nice piece of bread that takes away from the taste of Vegemite. No. But you have to put like 3 times more butter than Vegemite on there. So it's actually, it's like the tiniest little bit of Vegemite. You put too much, it's too savory, and it's overwhelming.
And how does it add to the flavor of the Vegemite? Because I've had it once. It was a little pasty for me, but what is it that people love
salty.
About it?
It's so salty. Salty.
Yeah. It's salty.
It's like...
Do you know what Vegemite is?
Uh-oh.
Oh, do I want to know?
Is this going to be ugly?
Okay, so in the 1700s, when Australia was first being colonized, per capita, we drank more beer than any civilization in the history of mankind.
Yeah. Congrats.
So there, thank you. So there's beer barrels, empty beer barrels everywhere. Now, they collect about 3 inches of sediment at the bottom, yeast extract and stuff like that. They didn't know what to do with all this, so they put in some salt and some spices, and they churned it up and put it on bread. And that's what Vegemite is.
Beer
it's
sludge.
The leftover.
I'm cool with that.
Gross bit of beer. All right, we feed that stuff to children. So my mother is building up my tolerance level for alcohol from like 6 months.
That's why you're the world's biggest drinkers, because you're fed that as kids.
I think we're third. I think it goes Scottish, Irish, and then Australian.
Oh. Top three is nothing to be embarrassed about, Monty. I think that's good.
I'm still pretty proud
of that. That's very good news. It was so cool to meet you. I really hope nothing but good things for you in the future.
Thank you.
I said, I saw you on New Girl. I thought you were so funny on there, and I'm thrilled that you're doing stand-up and everything. That's great.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Really and is. Real Rob, see him on Netflix with Rob Schneider.
Streaming right now. Check it out.
Monty Franklin will be appearing at the Chicago Improv in Schaumburg. That's one of our city's best comedy clubs. Go to chicagoimprov.com, and your ticket information's there. Enjoy the rest of your time here.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
A quick break, some news, and then more show. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.